Today, we're speaking with Eric Herclose, Managing Partner of Strive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation. Eric, thank you for joining us.
Frank, thank you for having me. It's an honor to speak with you.
Can you tell us a little bit about your practice?
Sure. We were founded in 2005 with myself and my partner Mark Muir. We started in Moorestown, New Jersey, which is just outside of Philadelphia. Our initial goal or intent was to find a town that matched our desires, and that was to grow a strong physical therapy practice based around quality service and superior customer service. Since that time, we've added another partner, Jamie Martin, and now we've had the unique opportunity and pleasure to grow up to 7 practices, and we're actually going to be opening our 8th here in a couple months, and we have plans for our 9th and 10th this summer. We are very fortunate on our side that we have an incredible team of therapists around us to allow for this growth and development. At this time, we have close to 40 therapists. One of our goals and missions as we've developed this practice is to create an area or a center that or a company that allows for career development within our clinicians. We've structured our company so that when we market our practice and are educating the consumers and the medical professions about our practice, we don't talk about physical therapy. We talk about our niche programs. We now have specialty programs in all of our centers in a variety of areas. We have an ART, or active release therapy program. We have an aquatic therapy program. We have a vestibular therapy program, a concussion therapy program, a Graston therapy program. We have a sports medicine program. We have an industrial rehab medicine program. We have a TMJ program, and we also have an LVST, or a big and loud Parkinson's program. As a company, we want to continue to develop people's careers and develop leaders, but we all know that they need guidance and mentorship. By creating these individualized or niche programs, we've been able to move some of our younger clinicians into some smaller leadership roles in these programs. It's allowed them to enhance their leadership skills, their mentoring, and their project management skills, which has given us some great opportunities across the board and allowed for our continued growth of the company.
What was most important for your practice in choosing a practice management software solution?
Well, Frank, there was numerous factors we considered as we went through this process. For us, we wanted something that was web-based. This was something that would be accessible, so we didn't have to come into a server on our company. We could tap onto this software whether we were on vacation, which hopefully we're not doing, but sometimes happens, when we're at home. In our circumstance, we just had a very rough winter here in the Northeast. So it's very helpful when you can jump on your scheduling and look at it at home to see what the schedule entails the next day so you can call those patients, make appropriate accommodations for staffing and for patients so visits aren't lost and patients get the care that they need, as well as something that was an all-in-one package. And by that I mean it carried the billing database in conjunction with the documentation database. There wasn't a patching across. When our therapists do their notes, it's immediately going to process that information over to the billing platform to be sent out for billing. With that, it's given, and the third part of it is, we wanted something that gave us wide range or great depth in reporting so that we can pull up and analyze information about our company at our fingertips. What is our net revenue per visit? What's our first pass rate? How are our therapists doing productivity-wise, efficiency-wise, arrival rate-wise, our gross charges, our net revenues? We pull those things up at a snap of a finger with clinician with great accuracy and speed, which for us is invaluable in terms of managing and operating not only a growing business, but a company in general.
Eric, what have you found is the key to reducing the therapist's documentation time while still meeting compliance requirements and demonstrating medical necessity?
There's numerous factors in clinician that really help with this, and one of the most important things for us is setting up templates for our evaluations. These templates we can customize and make them flexible for each type of patient population that may arrive. We've been very conscientious to spend a lot of time educating our therapists about appropriate documentation. Our templates give them guidance and direction, but they don't point out or don't isolate every particular aspect of what they may be searching for. This gives them the direction, but also gives them the flexibility to move through their evaluations with great speed, but also great accuracy. And that's important for us on an education side regarding documentation. But I will add, clinician has been a wonderful support system for us with regards to that, whether it's PQRS changes or the ICD-910 upcoming or FLR PR reporting, whatever it may be. They do a great job of giving webinars and up-to-date research. In conjunction with that, we use clinicians' special rules that they do provide from a compliance and medical necessity standpoint. You can set up rules for particular carriers and particular insurances that will ensure that your therapists don't inappropriately document and or bill for things that they shouldn't be doing. For us, that has been an incredible advantage for efficiency, productivity, and accuracy for our billing.
How has Clinicient helped your practice improve efficiency for both therapists and support staff?
Well, the system does a great job of tracking authorizations and referrals, as well as numerous other reporting metrics in their system. We use these religiously every morning to track who needs authorization, who's close to needing authorization for visits, for duration of care, who needs scripts, are their plan of cares outstanding, you know, compared to yesteryear when I was practicing a long time ago and you had to track these manually with yellow highlighted lines in a flow sheet or things of that nature. This is much more efficient and much more productive. It allows your the staff to manage more cases or more visits from a support staff standpoint without the strain of going through so many charts. It's also accountability becomes so much more evident in this circumstance. We're able to have one person doing authorizations and verifications for multiple offices with incredible accuracy because these reporting metrics allow her to stay on top of all cases that are outstanding. She doesn't have to search for any cases and where they stand.
And finally, Eric, how has Clinicient helped you to improve your bottom line?
Again, there's a couple of different factors where we feel they've been a great asset for us improving our bottom line. First and foremost is the reporting that we're able to do in Clinicient really allows us to stay on top of changing or trending aspects within our business. Whether it's an insurance company that's their net revenue is trending downward, we're able to pick up on this and stay ahead of the curve rather than behind it. Same thing for productivity of our therapists or billing changes within our clinical team or even changing trends with regards to physician referrals or a therapist or a clinic's productivity. The reports and clinicians really help us stay on top of this without feeling like we're falling behind in any aspect. In conjunction with that, the efficiency of the system itself, again, as we went back to our support staff and their ability to stay on top of authorizations, verifications, patient scheduling, looking between clinics for available appointments, it's so flexible and so efficient in the way it reports its information that it allows our team to carry more of a caseload of responsibility than previously, so we're getting more value out of every employee than we used to.
Our guest today has been Eric Herklos, Managing Partner of Strive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation. Eric, thank you for joining us.
Frank, thank you very much for having me. I enjoyed it, and I only hope I was able to give you some good information.